Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day,
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness,
nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday,
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness,
nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee.
Amen, folks. Welcome today to the program. Here we are, the first day of July 2022. And it's an important weekend for many people, the 4th of July, Independence Day. Well, we've had independence, but somebody trying to bring us into bondage, like usual, the devil and people that he uses. But by the grace of God, we will prevail here in the United States of America. So happy Independence Day to you, and glad to have you tuning in. We're going to open up with a little bit of news today as we start the program. And praise the Lord, I'm excited to be here and share the things of the Lord with you here in a few minutes. And we will get into that after the news and prayer time. So again, thank you for being here, and the Lord bless you, and may he encourage you tonight. Well, another deceived woman having relations with a devil. That's right. She is dating an invisible alien who abducted her from her London apartment. She says he's better than any Earth man and urges all women to find an intergalactic lover. Actress Emanuela Rose appeared on This Morning Show to discuss her alien boyfriend. This is another last day deception, of course. which what's new, we see this stuff all the time. I've dealt with several people that have been having relationships with demons over the years, and yeah, sad that people get so deceived, and some of them even claim to be Christian, but what they're doing is no Christianity in it whatsoever. MSM, mainstream media, has it out for Christians. The news is because of, to them, we are the number one enemy of the globalist and the media, because they're the tool of the globalist. And the elites finally reveal that their number one enemy is Christians. Duh, of course, you know, what is it all this about anyway? Satan's hatred for God and God's children, that's what it's been about all along. So isn't it time that they go ahead and admit that to the whole world, that that's what they're doing? This is against the believers in Jesus. It's against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's against true Christianity. That's the real enemy, because we are the salt of the earth. We're holding back the darkness. We are the light of the world too, and the salt and light, and enemy doesn't want the salt and the light in his way, so he's doing everything he could do to get rid of us and get us out of the way, persecute us. And yeah, that's, they admit it finally, huh? Okay. Disney children's show, promotes the idea that men have periods too, not just women, but men. Also features the transgender flag. The show is Baymax, on one of the Disney channels, and it's called Baymax, and it's disgusting because it's just not true. Men aren't made to have periods. Yeah, well, it's sad, and with the young people being programmed this way, but you know, parents, it's really their fault. They shouldn't be allowing the children to watch such garbage. All right, and with their attack on life, the Biden administration to expand abortion pill access. That's right, they're going to expand it. They obviously don't care about women's health, because just their agenda, because this pill causes a lot of problems to most women, extreme cramping and bleeding, or much worse, with some requiring hospital, some requiring even surgeries, hospital stays, and surgery for some. So they don't care about that. They just care about eliminating any children, aborting the child who's already in there once they take that pill. And it's murder of a little one. Maybe tiny, but still, it is what it is. In the UK, the United Kingdom, we are in America trying to hide it and water it down and make it not be what it really is. But the UK is not hiding the fact that monkeypox is explicitly targeting homosexual men who engage in unnatural sexual relationship with other men. And while the CDC and the WHO have gone out of their way to try to convince people that homosexuality could not be the real issue here for spreading yet another major virus. Yeah, it could not be stigmatized for spreading yet another major virus, which we know what it is. It's because, and it's another form of AIDS, horrible form of AIDS taking place. And they want to convince you, oh, to be afraid, you're going to get that. And it's just like the COVID and all that. No, no. It's a different kind of animal altogether. And they're trying to convince you otherwise. But anyway, don't believe it. Over 1 million voters have switch to Republican from Democrat, and more are growing fed up with the Biden administration and policies of the Democrats. Yeah, well, some of them are waking up and realizing what's going on here. The destruction of America is taking place here. Yeah, and this is Independence Day. So we need to be independent from the destruction of these people who are determined to take down things as we have known it. Overwhelming majority of Americans say the U.S. on the wrong track right now, is two-thirds now paycheck to paycheck because it's so hard to make it with just, you know, spending twice the amount of money we were spending on gasoline. But that leaves, you know, quite a bit less money for groceries and bills and other essentials of living on planet Earth that everybody has to pay and take care of, right? So, yeah, it's sad. So much money being wasted away now. Hollywood actress and staunch pro-life advocate, Patricia Heaton, I believe that's how she pronounced her name, H-E-A-T-O-N, hires armed security for the crisis pregnancy center that she's involved with and slams Elizabeth Warren for approving violence by pro-abortionists against pro-life clinics and places and people. Well, Elizabeth Warren, you know, because it fits their agenda, yeah, because it fits the devil's agenda, right, to keep on taking those babies down. They don't care if their supporters are violent. Evil on the rise, according to a new report, requests for what they call exorcism, reportedly booming, culture more and more dabbles in the occult. Well, yeah, if you don't have Jesus and you don't seek God, you're going to go to alternatives. And the Catholic Church itself is inundated with requests for exorcism. Well, it's deliverance. I don't call it exorcism, but it's deliverance. And, of course, I don't believe that Catholicism can actually totally deliver people, and deliver people because they're using holy water and crosses and crucifixes and things that, you know, don't really do anything to demons. But demons will play that game with them, make them think they're doing something and get somewhere. But, yeah, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God is the way to get deliverance. Yeah, corporations announced plans for paying for employees to have abortion travel after the Roe versus Wade reversal. Well, it ought to show you what kind of people these corporations are. Hey, this ought to tell you what's controlling the corporation and that they have blood on their hands, that's for sure, on these corporations. Certainly, there's blood on their hands, isn't there? my, Lord have mercy on this nation, the people that people are working for, these evil corporations. They want to kill babies and make sure that these babies are, that you have time off to go do that. And they'll help pay your way to go get rid of the baby. So it's more convenient for them that you're out rather than have you out on pregnancy leave or anything like that, right? Yeah, it's all about, just being what's convenient. So is it convenient to just murder somebody? Is that convenient to murder little babies? Well, a Houston pastor was fatally shot after a 10-second road rage argument with another driver. That's right. They just talked maybe 10 seconds, and the guy just killed him, shot him. That's right. Bethel Missionary Baptist minister got shot on a Gulf Freeway in Houston, Texas, just over somebody's road rage. That said, pray for the family, pray for the people, over the loss of that dear pastor that was shot on the highway in Houston. Yeah, I know the Gulf Freeway, that takes you down to Galveston, Texas, and down there. I used to hitchhike up and down that highway when I was a new Christian, witnessing to people. That's how I do. I'd hitchhike. I was a new Christian. I didn't know any better. I just got hitchhiked and witnessed to people on the highway that would pick me up. And I'd witness to them and get out and hitchhike some more and witness to them, and just want to tell everybody about Jesus. And that was one way I figured I could tell people about Jesus in those early days of Christianity, because, you know, I was bold. I would just go out witnessing and telling people all about Jesus and get them saved. Praise God. And so, yeah, we still need to be bold about these. Maybe not hitchhiking like I was doing. I just doing what I could think of to do to reach strangers and meet people and tell them about Jesus. And that was what I thought could be done. And so I went after it, man. And I told a lot of people about Jesus that way. That's what I would work during the week, spend my weekends doing that and getting the word out about Jesus and leading people to Jesus. So praise God. Hey, let's all be leading people to Jesus. We don't want to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. These are the latter days, folks, and we're living in them. Jesus' hand is on us, and we need to let him lead us and guide us in these times that we live in, and not be afraid of people and their faces. And the fear of man bringeth a snare. We don't want to be snared by people. We don't want to be trapped by that, because that's a devil's tool to keep you in bondage and to keep you, you know, basically to suffocate the gospel, to keep it from going forth. Because we're the ones who share the gospel. Jesus isn't walking around sharing the gospel other than through his people, through the Holy Spirit in us. But he doesn't walk the streets like he did the shores of Galilee and down through Israel in those days, 2,000 years ago. He's walking through you and me. And if anybody's going to hear about Jesus, it's going to be through us. Amen? Through people who's sharing the truth. How blessed, you know, are the feet of them who bring good news. Praise God. And we're the ones. So don't be afraid nor ashamed. Father, we thank you for the time together we have tonight. Ask your blessing on it. Ask you to bless your people who listen to this broadcast, Father, and bless their lives and minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them, lift them up into heavenly places, Father. Let them partake of the things of the Spirit. Let them go into the glory and partake of the glory and come back here and share that glory with people, Father. And Lord, just we thank you for boldness, holy boldness in this time we live in. And we're not going to be intimidated by devils out there that are controlling a lot of people today. A lot of people today are controlled by demons. And we don't want to be intimidated by that, Lord. So we just thank you for grace to be bold, grace to be unashamed of the gospel, unashamed of you, not intimidated by them and their big devils. Their big devils aren't as big as our big God, that's for sure. And we know you're bigger than all that they got. And all the armies of Satan can't even compare to the armies of the Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for showing us these things in the Word of God, Lord, that you've given us an understanding, Father, through your Word. We thank you for that today, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the glory of God in our lives, Father, that we can know you and be filled up with you, Lord, be filled to overflowing, Father, in spite of all of our faults and failures and sins and mess-ups and mistakes. Lord, you still live in us, and you still love us, and you still want to work through us and bless us and encourage us. And Lord, you're so good to us. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance from demons, Father. Thank you that we don't have to live with these things, these evil entities of darkness, Father. We thank you that we don't have to put up with them. Thank you for that. You've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. Father, we take that authority right now in Jesus' name and bind Satan over all of our loved ones right now. What devil trying to do to them, we rebuke it right now in Jesus' name, trying to keep them in darkness, trying to keep them on the wrong path. We rebuke you for that devil. We thank you that they have eyes to see and ears to hear, Father. And we bind the wicked one in Jesus' name from leading our loved ones down the wrong path, the pathways of darkness. And we thank you that they will be turned to the pathways of righteousness and truth and light. We thank you, Lord, for saving them, for their salvation, for turning things around in their lives, for your glory, Father. You be lifted up, Father, in their lives, Father. We bind the demons that have blinded their eyes and command them to get off, the scales to fall off their eyes, for them to be open and hear the truth and receive the truth, Father. We thank you for saving every one of them in Jesus' name, that we can all rejoice around the throne of God together, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now we ask you to bless the program tonight as we go into your word now. In the name of Jesus, bless it. Bless our time together and speak to people and deliver them afterwards. After we do the message, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will just deliver some people from some demons tonight, Father, for your glory. Now bless our time in the word. We cover it with your blood now. Thank you for ministering to your people, blessing them, encouraging them, strengthening them, and edifying them, building them up in the spirit, Father, tonight. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. All right, folks, we're glad to have you. Now let's go ahead and get into God's word tonight. Amen. Tonight, this is what we're here for. Okay? This is what we're here for. Light for these times, title. Or light me up and lead me, Lord. We can call it that too if you like. But hey, that's basically you get it. All right? So are you stressed and weary right now? Maybe you've been stressed lately because of the higher food prices. And I was looking at some organic butter this week, and it's priced over $10 of Horizon butter today. I mean, that's ridiculous. It used to be $5. Now it doubled in price. Man, and gasoline, maybe you're just troubled about the high prices of gas and seeing also fuel for the furnace, gas for the furnaces is going up too, and food prices, home prices, rent bills. I mean, things are different than ever before in people's lifetime. Right now, things are different, folks. What will I do? How am I going to survive and make it? Man, are you worried? Are you stressed? Are you fearful about the future, full of trepidation about the future and the things that are coming down on the earth right now? I tell you, things are different than what we've experienced. But you know what? There is no temptation that is not common to man, and there is no temptation that God will not make a way of escape for. I'm just paraphrasing. But the point is that Jesus has seen all this coming. And he's making a way of escape from this temptation of the high gas prices, the temptation of the higher food prices and all these things, the temptation to just give up or get into fear, get into worry, stress about it. These are temptations, folks. Are you afraid of the deception and the great reset? Listen to me, folks. None of this has taken Jesus by surprise. None of it. Not any of it. Demons may be manifesting their best perversion out there right now. They're wares of darkness. Hey, wait a minute. It's all vanity, folks. It's all vain and empty. Satan loses. Remember that. Satan loses. Everybody say it out loud. Satan loses. He's already lost. By the way, on the cross 2,000 years ago, Jesus made a public show over Satan, triumphing over him. Yeah, went down in there and just stripped the devil of his authority and said, I can give this to my people who believe on me. So I'm taking my authority back. What man Adam gave up, what you took by him giving it up, he gave you permission to have it. I'm taking it back now by my blood, by my sacrifice. And I take it and I give it to the people who want it, who will walk in it and who believe in me. Right. So remember. And remind those devils, you lose, you've lost. Jesus wins. Your lies will cease, and they will cause you to stumble, devil, and fall. Truth will prevail. Amen. Truth will prevail. You believe that? See, I know that truth prevails, Father. I, Lord, I know your word is true. I know your word is true. See, I've proved it over and over. And the good news is, hey, read the book. It's all good news. But yeah, the last days are perilous times. But Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the good news, man. Jesus never going to leave you nor forsake you. If you're a believer in him, he's never, never, never going to leave you or forsake you. That's right. Remember what happened when perilous time for Elijah, the raven fed Elijah. When he didn't have any food, the raven came and brought him a big juicy meal. Remember the parting of the Red Sea when the enemy was going to kill them all? If he was chasing them down, and you know, Moses raised the rod and the sea opened up and they went across on dry land, and then it swallowed up the devilish forces of the Egyptian military that were strong and coming to kill all the Israelis. Hey, he hasn't forgotten you. God delivers his people. Remember Esther and Mordecai? Well, God raised up Esther and put her as the queen of the king of this powerful nation and used her to deliver God's people. Use her and Mordecai. Hey, Daniel in the lion's den, remember that? What'd he do? Who got thrown in the lion's den? The wicked ones. These wicked people that are plotting against the righteous right now. Look out, people. Because the Bible says, you know, the Lord, vengeance is mine, I will repay. They're not going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with just trying to destroy the righteous, to destroy all these little babes in wombs. They're not going to get away with it. They might think they're getting away with it, but they're not getting away with it. They're reaping what they sow right now. It's going to happen in this life and in eternity as well. They're not getting away with anything. You know, relax, people. Come on now. You think they're getting away with it. They're not getting away with it. God's going to take care of this. And he said, vengeance is mine. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to repay these people. And he said, woe unto anybody that causes these little ones, that means his children, God's own children, to stumble, to fall. It would be better that a millstone were tied around their neck and they were thrown into the bottom of the sea and cast into the bottom of the sea. Then, and I'm paraphrasing, not quoting exact, but I'd rather than look it up here. But the point is, better they were thrown in the sea than to deal with the wrath of God. I mean, listen, if without Jesus, they're appointed to wrath. We're not appointed to wrath, right? But they're appointed to wrath. That scripture is not about the rapture. It's about God's people. They're not appointed to the wrath of God. When the wrath of God comes, we're not appointed to it. We're not going to suffer with it. We've got the seal of God on us, and it is going to touch us, praise God. So I'm telling you, you got to relax, okay? You got to rest in Jesus. You got to enter into his rest, as it talks about in Hebrews chapter 4, and know that God is taking care of this, and he hasn't forgotten you. How could he? Because we're engraved on the palms of his hand. That's right. It's going to be all right for you. Okay? We may suffer persecution. We may even, you know, give our lives to it. But, you know, hey, we're not above Jesus, are we? We're not above the apostles that gave their lives for Christ, Jesus. So he hasn't forgotten you. And yet he never will, too. Okay? But there are going to be those who perish for lack of knowledge today because they just don't get into the Word of God. But that doesn't have to be you, brother and sister. You know, get filled up with the Word. Get filled up with the knowledge and the revelation of, and walk in the power right now. Walk in the anointing right now. Now is the time. Okay? Now is the time. Hallelujah. You know, I want to share some truths with you today that, listen, if you apply them, they will enable you to be much better led in these days by the Lord. He wants to lead his children. He wants to take care of his children right now. He's a right now God, folks. And so all of you recall that we're a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. The demons, if you're a Christian, cannot get in your spirit, but they are certainly attached to the body and the soul, right? Because they don't live with the Holy Spirit. You know? They can't get in your spirit, but we're three parts. Just like Father, God, and Holy Spirit, he's three. He made us in his image, three. So how many of you know, though, that each part of you has a voice, too? The voice of the Spirit is the voice, of the born-again voice, you know, the Spirit life voice and the Holy Spirit life voice, you know. And the voice of the mind, the soul, is your reasoning and your senses, too. Of course, they're working in there in the mind, too, which is the mind The soul is the mind, will, and the emotion, and the flesh too, right? It's part of that soulish part of us. And then the voice of your body is totally your five senses. Now, your senses talk to you all the time. You know, I like this. That tastes good. This feels good. And, you know, I'm cold. I'm hot. And that's painful. This hurts. And I'm sleepy. And, you know, I don't like this person. I don't like that person. Blah, blah, blah. You know, the flesh is all, I mean, the body's always talking to you. And it can often be the dominant voice that you listen to, but it's not the one you're called to listen to. I'm telling you that tonight. Now, I'm not saying that this is wrong, because there are times that we need to hear, though, the voice of our senses and the voice of reasoning, too. I remember when I was just a young boy, we had an electric stove in our house, and, you know, I got up on it and put my hand right on the burner that was on, the hot burner. And so what if I said, well, I'm not moved by what I feel? yeah, when my body said, get your hand off, it's burning your hand up. Hey, and so... No, would that be walking by faith? No, that would be walking by dumb, right? Because that would be dumb to leave my hand on there and let it burn up, right? But no, there's time that you do walk by faith and everything, but then if your body tells you your hand's burning, you get it off of there. And we always walk by faith. The just shall walk by faith. But man, when your hand's burning, your body says burning, God gave you that sense for a reason too. Not just for the devil to use, tell you something going on there. So, what are we going to do? I mean, there are other times when your mind will reason, hey, your rent bill coming due, and your mind says, well, we need to pay this. That's correct, and you should listen to the reasoning. But what if the spirit says, oh, we're not going to pay the rent because we're not moved by what we see and what we feel and what we hear? Well, that's not faith, okay? What is that? That's known as being evicted, right? That's what happens. You get evicted, you don't pay the rent, and so what do I do? Well, you learn that the priority is to learn to listen to your spirit. But then again, don't stop listening to your mind and body in certain areas, but you also need to realize that a lot of what the mind and the body says is going to be, you're going to have to reject it, because it's going to be nothing but demons talking to you and trying to manipulate you. Yeah, that's what they will try to do. They will try to manipulate you. They will try to get you to do what they want you to do. They try to control your life through those senses. That's what demons do. You know that by now if you've been listening to this program by any amount of time, right? 1 Corinthians, let's go read our first scripture tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we are going to read verses 10 through 12 here. Are you there yet? But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things God of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So what spirit do we have? In our spirit, we have not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. What spirit should we be walking in today? We should be walking in the Spirit so we don't fulfill those lusts that dominate oftentimes in the flesh, right? The lust of the flesh, enmity with God, right? So there are many things you must know if you're going to mature in Jesus, that you can only know through the Spirit, see? And we have the Spirit that will reveal the things that have been freely given to us of God. Have you been listening to the things that are freely given to you by the Spirit of God? Are you attentive to what the Spirit is saying? Are you more attentive to what the world's saying? Listen, we don't, it's not the world that matters. It's what Jesus is saying, see? See, surrounding you every day, all the time, there is another realm of existence that you cannot see with your eye, you cannot feel with your hand, cannot necessarily hear with your natural ears either. You can't even truly, completely comprehend it at all with the mind, see, because it is spiritually discerned. And it is, of course, the realm of the spirit where angels and God and demons and fallen angels and Satan live and operate and move here and do and there and all around in that realm. And it is reality, folks. Absolutely, actually a greater reality than the natural physical realm that you can touch, see, taste, touch, and smell, and all the sense of hear. You know, now this is a greater reality that we're talking about here, and this is the reality that we need to become attuned to, spiritually attuned in to. And we know that your spirit is in contact with God's spiritual realm. Your spirit is, the born-again spirit. If you're not born again, you're not in contact, okay? You need to get born again right now. You need to ask Jesus in your heart right now. Don't wait. Ask him in right now. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart right now. I believe you're God. I repent for these sins. I turn away from them. I hate them. And I believe you're my God. And I say, take my life and do what you want from this day forward. Just do it right now. Don't wait. If you're not born again, and then you could get in touch with the spiritual realm. You become spiritually energized and alive, okay? So the spiritual realm, our spirit is in contact with. And that spirit, Satan's spiritual realm primarily ministers to the flesh and the mind. We have to understand that too, okay? He's not ministering to our spirit because he can't get in there. The Holy Spirit lives there in the believer, okay? But he sure can get attached to your mind, your soul, and your body, and he sure does that, okay? Okay, so we see these things, we understand these things, and your born-again spirit knows things that your mind and body don't know, and really, unless you're able to communicate and hear what's going on in your spirit, which many believers simply don't have a spiritual sense going because they have ignored the spirit, and they're so fleshly and carnal and naturally trained that they don't have much contact with the spirit in their body that's carrying around in them. They're born again spirit, and sometimes they might, but you know, it's not a constant thing or continual or regular, let me say it that way, regular thing with them. But your born-again spirit knows things, right? And you need to know those things. And you don't often get to know those things if you're not in contact, regular contact with your spirit. But the spirit, when well-trained, will tell the mind and the body, see? It will communicate with the mind and the body. And then you can make decisions and be led according to the information which your spirit has gathered from the Spirit of God. Within you, see? Within you, the Spirit of God lives. 2 Corinthians 2.14. Let's go over to, 1 Corinthians 2.14. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians 2.14. And I'm going to read it right now. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See? Natural man just doesn't really get it on the things of the spirit. And yet we can communicate with our mind from the spirit. It's because we have the renewing of the mind that takes place, which makes our mind able to begin to receive some of the things from our spirit. See? And so that's why we renew the mind with the word of God. And so we need to understand that there is no such thing as luck. For a believer, you don't need to have nothing to do with luck. Luck is demonic, folks. You're talking about what the devil does for his people, okay? And a Christian has no business having anything to do with luck, because luck is of the realm of darkness, not of the realm of light. Nothing happens by chance anyway. Everything happens by design. And one of the three, either yours, God's, or the devil's design, somebody has planned it. Accidents don't just happen. Things don't just happen. There are no accidents. I believe here and now you are no accident either. God knew you would be born at such a time as this, and he put it in your heart to be drawn to him and get born again. You know, some people think of the spiritual realm as some sci-fi fantasy place, but no, some way out there place. And a lot of Christians, you watch them, and that's the way they act about the things of the spirit. Man, it's way out there, sci-fi, you know. No, that's fruitcake Christianity, right? No, that's not accurate. you know, thinking that it's something like that. But no, it is supernatural. It is a realm of God, okay? But remember this, the natural realm in which you live today was birthed out of the spiritual realm, okay? And the order and realm which you are, you see around you, originated in the spiritual realm. See, God is spirit. He created the natural realm. He created all things, okay? And now in the spirit realm, there's no such thing as time, no such thing as death, right? Your spirit also never sleeps nor dies. Spirit is aware, even if people that have been in, what do they call it? They've been in, what you call that when they get into, they cannot communicate with people. They're just laying there like a vegetable or something, but their spirit is still aware. Okay, that's why you can communicate with somebody in that coma. That's the word I'm looking for. Coma, right? And you could communicate with them, and they actually could tell you about it later when they wake up out of that coma, see? But anyway, the point is your spirit never sleeps and never dies. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So there's no spiritual death. There's physical death, but there's no spiritual death for the believer. And this is why you could go to sleep listening to Bible CDs or teaching CDs and still get something out of it, be fed spiritually, and have some spiritual growth going on while you're sleeping. Your spirit is receiving. Your spirit receives. And when you pray in tongues, what does it do? It bypasses the mind. It comes up out of your spirit. It builds you up spiritually, praying in the Holy Spirit. You're building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Just keep on praying in tongues, and you're just building yourself. You're edifying yourself up spiritually. And your spirit gets energized when you do that. And not only does it energize your spirit, the Bible just says that it edifies you. So what a powerful thing to be doing, and why not do it every day? As Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. Now, you can develop your spiritual voice to hear and to tell you things. Okay, did you know that? Your spirit can know things will happen before you ever even see it happen in the natural. You will know it's going to happen. You ever said when someone came over, hey, I knew you were coming. Or I knew this would happen if I did what my mind told me to do. I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway, and I knew what was going to happen. And you went and did it, and now you're seeing the fruit of that, and you knew it already was going to be that way. See, because the Spirit knows things, folks. And until we realize that, then we're going to be missing out on some things that we could know to protect ourselves and to give us advance warning on things, because the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit and he knows all things, okay? And many things he will reveal to us spiritually if we have ears to hear. I mean, no, not every Christian has ears to hear. He has ears available to hear, but he doesn't have the ears to hear operating in his life, see? And if he would have them operating or she would have them operating, they would know things that would help them and save them a lot of trouble. If they see, a lot of people just not sensitive to the voices of the Spirit. They're just not sensitive to that. They need to be spiritually attuned. See, your spirit is energized by Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Okay, and your spirit knows things your mind and your body doesn't know. But you know, most just don't hear the voice of their spirit. They're too busy listening to the mind and the body and the loud voices of the demons that live in them, and the voice of the world system and the darkness of this world. Demons have a very loud and deceptive voice when they speak, okay? And they speak to your mind that way too, and they're very loud, they're very deceptive, and you can even mistake them for being the spirit of the living God, see, because they can masquerade that way, right? See, they can have a loud, deceptive voice when they speak in your mind, and they know how to come on as God or as a minister of righteousness, even, you know, as an angel of light. Look at 2 Corinthians 11. We remind ourselves of this scripture in case you've forgotten. I would like to remind you of it tonight, if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15, it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Hey, right. So just recognize that. Okay? I mean, this is why many Christians get deceived and they say, God told me, but it wasn't God, but it was a demon in their mind. See, a deception, religious spirit or some type of demon, false prophecy spirit. I mean, Jesus speaks out of our spirit and Satan's forces speak in our minds. And we are so used to hearing the voices of our minds. Therefore, when therefore devils speak and we think it's God because we're used to hearing the voices in our mind. We're used to hearing our mind say this and say that to us. But we're not so much used to hearing the voice of our spirit. But you know what? We should be. We should be. God's people should be used to that. They should be learning that. If they're learning anything, they ought to be learning about the Holy Spirit in them and how to hear the voice of the Spirit and the things of the Spirit. Because, hey, it's not a time to be ignorant, folks. It's not a time to be just going around and not hearing what you need to be hearing and hearing the wrong thing, too. I mean, we don't want that. Okay? So many people, both religious and not religious, saved and unsaved, will tell you that they heard God tell them to believe or to do some crazy thing or even what seemed good, but, hey, it was in their mind. And demons spoke in their mind masquerading as God. False prophecy can come that way as well. Like AOC, God said abortion is good and right for a woman. No, a demon said that. God didn't say that. But, you know, she's listening to the voices of demons in her mind. They speak to her. She speaks it out, and people listen to her. Why would anybody listen to her? Why would anybody listen to a demon? Well, people listen to demons all the time, don't they? Just look at society today. Who's listening to demons? Lots of people listening to demons. Most everybody has listened to a demon and fell into some kind of trap that a demon laid for them at one time or another. I remember a couple, a Christian couple, who were fasting. They went on a long fast. I mean, they were going on like a 40-day fast, I think, or something like that. But how many know that fasting can open you up to both sides of the spirit realm, dark side and the light side? And they thought it was God telling them and leading them. But, hey, it wasn't God. It was a deception that made their new baby, they made their brand new baby, not even a year old, to fast like them and fast along with them. And how many know new babies cannot fast for 40 days? You will kill that child if you try to make it do that, right? They can't do what an adult can do, okay? And so they were doing that, and they got in trouble big time, lots of it, because baby can't do long fast, okay? And so, but, you know, they thought they were hearing God, and they thought that God would supernaturally keep that baby fine and as it did the fast and joined in with mom and dad in their long 40-day fast. Oh, my. Yeah, I could tell you stories. I tell you a story about this woman that said that told him, came up to me after church. I may have told this one before, but I think it's been a long time. So those who haven't heard it, you can hear it. So this woman after church one service, she came up to me afterwards and said, I miss God, Pastor. God told me if I would just come up and kiss you right between the eyes on your forehead that he would just break loose in the service and mighty move of God would take place here. And I didn't do it. I didn't obey God. I'm sorry, you know. Hey, well, I'm glad she didn't obey God in that case because it wasn't my God talking there. There was some other voice speaking and it deceived her. Okay, it deceived her and lied to her, and she believed some weird thing. See, and demons will tell people that. Demons will tell that people to do things that had people tell me before. They don't go to church because they feel overwhelmed to run up on stage and strip naked or something. I mean, I've had people tell me stuff like that they would run up and do weird things if they came. And well, see, the demons are ministering to their own mind and telling them things, okay? So be on guard because devils speak too when you're fasting. So you got to be discerning, have discernment of spirits. Right, to discern what spirit the thing is, whether it's the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the demon, or devil, right? And develop your spiritual discernment. And the deceiver is very active, and yes, so is Jesus. Don't forget that either. Learn the difference, though. Learn the difference between the two. Be spiritually discerning yourself, okay? So let's apply this to guidance, okay? Let's apply all this to divine guidance because some people are being guided the wrong way. Some people are listening to the wrong voices, see? Proverbs 20, verse 20 27. Let's go read that. 20 verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all inward parts of the belly. What is? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. See? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Did you get that? Searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit. He's searching throughout the spirit to get understanding. Your spirit is the candle of God. What is a candle made for? To be a container of light. Light. A holder of light. Candles, by the way, do not produce light by themselves, do they? They cannot light themselves. No. So they don't produce light of and by themselves. You can have a whole room full of candles, right? And still be standing there in the dark, right? I got 1,000 candles in this room, but it's still dark. What's wrong here? I thought the candle was light, was supposed to be light for me. Hey, just because you have a candle doesn't mean you have light, okay? See, our spirit is the candle of the Lord. Our spirit, but it has to be energized by light. It has to be lit, see? First, you got to get lit, right? You have the potential for light, but you got to light up. You got to, and I don't mean lighting up that cigarette. I'm talking about being lit up by the Lord God's Spirit. What I'm talking about here, right? That's what I'm talking about, okay? And so, yeah, you could be the candle all day long, but if the candle isn't lit, then there's no revelation. There's no understanding there. And is it not possible that once you are lit, you could light a whole room full of candles? You could light those 1,000 candles just off of one candle, couldn't you? Do you see something here? See, the Bible says your spirit is God's candle. It is the potential for light, for that light, and for that light once lit to be spread all over the place. Hallelujah, because you got something in you. You've got Jesus, and you got the Holy Spirit in you, and once he lights you up, you got the power to light up the whole world. I mean, look, what they say about the apostles. You're the ones who, you know, turn the world upside down, they told them. Yeah, and that's what Jesus will do through a person who yields to him. He'll turn the world upside down. I mean, it'll be rocked, man. It'll be hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. But how do I get lit, Pastor? How do I get lit? Well, let's go to Psalms 18:28, and read another verse here. Read another verse of the Word. Well, I'm turning pages here now. 18:28. Here we go. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. That's how you get lit, by the Lord, right? You knew that, right? God is the light, and he lights our candle. He enlightens us. Now, how many of you are lit right now? You ever needed guidance and you didn't know what to do? God will light your candle. How does he do that? Well, real simple. Psalms 119. Verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of thy words giveth light. You get that? You don't know what to do. Get into the Word of God. Amen? God lights your candle by sending his Word into you. Okay? Now, not just the Logos either, but the Rhema, the living Word, the revelation knowledge, see? Okay? His Word brings light. Because his Word is light, because God is light, and God is the Word. Hallelujah. And I believe that you're here today listening because you're not just dumb sheep either. I mean, because you have heard the Rhema and you know what is right. You know that you're hungry for Jesus. You're hungry for the Word. Right? There's some sheep out there that, you know, I'm sorry to say that they're deaf and dumb sheep because they don't hunger for the Word. They're just wandering around in life without any real direction, without any real fresh oil anointing, without the anointing, you know, being strong in their life. Yet they have the potential to be lit up, but they're not. What's wrong there? 1 Peter 1:23. Let's keep reading on this. 1 Peter 1:23. It says here, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The word came, and you had a dead candle, no light. He lit you up. And now you have the potential for much light, much light. And the more revelation knowledge, in other words, the quickened living word you receive, the more light you're going to shine with. So what does this have to do with divine guidance? What does it have to do with guidance? Well, say you're seeking God, whether to move to Salt Lake City or Mobile, Alabama, or Bangor, Maine, or something. You know, well, you've heard nothing. And you, what am I going to do? I'm seeking God. What do I do, God? Where do I move? And God does care where you move. He has directed me specifically to move to certain places throughout my lifetime a number of times. When I planted different churches, he told me where to go plant them, and I did it. Amen. He told me specifically after fasting and praying for a period of 6 months to come to Billings, Montana. We came to Billings, Montana, and did what God told us to do in Billings, Montana, see, and other places, too. He told me specifically to go to that I planted churches and repeatedly, you know. So he can tell you where you belong. He can tell you that. So what do I do? I've heard nothing, and there is no scripture that says I shall move to Salt Lake City or Bangor, Maine, or Mobile, Alabama, or Houston, Texas, or whatever. So what do I do? What is the answer? What are we going to do at this point? You ever been there? You ever wondered, what do I do? Well, I know I need to go. I need to do something, but don't know where God would have me to be. Colossians 1:9. Well, maybe that he don't tell you not because you don't going anywhere right now. Colossians 1:9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, God wants you to have the knowledge. You be filled with the knowledge of his will. Okay? He wants you to know his will. He wants you to be filled with the understanding of his will. Hey. Come on, there's scripture for it. That means we can know his will. Your spirit man can find out how, by God's word. Wait a minute, Pastor, are you telling me right now that if I'm in a situation where I don't know what to do and I just need to get into the word and study, even if there isn't a scripture that will tell me specifically what to do? Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you right now. Get in the word and stay in the word until you hear from heaven, until you hear from the Spirit of God in you. And you hear out of the kingdom what the Lord, where he's leading you. He will lead you. He will direct you if he has you moving at all. He may not, you know, you may not be one that will ever move from your place. Maybe God already had you where, and you could seek him all day long. And he just confirmed to you that you are where I want you. And don't be wasting any more time on this, you know. Hey, right. And so this is how many get deceived and off course. What do? They neglect the word of God. Don't neglect the word of God, people. Please don't neglect the word of God. I get up every morning without fail, and I put the word in me. I put the word in me, and I pray. And I pray for an hour every day. That's just part of my life. It's been that way for years and years and years. I don't know how many years it's been, but decades. Okay? So don't neglect the word of God. So many Christians don't know what to do, and they're even off course today because they neglect the word of God. Huh. Well, would you neglect a shower for a month? Would you just neglect taking a shower even for a week? The Bible says with the washing of the water of the word, right? So why would you not want to wash yourself with the water of the word? Why would you not want to take one every day and wash yourself in the water of the word? Especially being out in the world, you need the word. Okay? I mean, listen. I mean, no, devils have something to do with this, too. Oh, yeah. You think that they're afraid of a believer who knows how to handle the word, the sword, the Bible. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. You know how to handle the sword, the word of God? Believers who know how to activate the word through faith and to meditate on it day and night. Hey, and then walk in the power of the anointing? You think the devil isn't afraid of that? And he does everything he can to keep you from reading the word, keep you from meditating on the word, get it filled up with the word, and get your mind renewed with the word of God and getting quickened by the Spirit of God. Because you're just dwelling in the word all the time. The word is filling you up to overflowing. You think that the devil wants that to happen? Oh, my. No. He doesn't want that to happen, of course. He's going to resist you being in the word. He's going to have you make every kind of excuse. He'll plant those excuses in your mind. You got to go do this. You got to go do that. It's always a distraction. to the word? Is it a distraction to prayer? Is it a distraction to spending time with Jesus? All these different distractions to get you off of it? You think the devil isn't behind that? You think there isn't some trickster out there doing that to keep you out of the things of God? Hey, the word mixed with faith and revelation knowledge can be so alive in you that you walk in a powerful anointing of God's spirit and power, that the supernatural manifestation will take place. You could even call down fire from heaven, right? I mean, when the disciples asked, should they call down fire from heaven on a certain group, but Jesus didn't say that they couldn't do it. He didn't say it couldn't be done. He just said, basically, you're not operating in the right spirit here. So no, don't do it, because you're not of the right spirit. It's not these are not the people that I'm going to call fire down from heaven on. It's not right, okay? But in the last days, the Bible says that, the Bible says that the two witnesses will call fire down from heaven, and it will be the right spirit, that they will be operating in the spirit of God. So it doesn't mean that we can't call fire down from heaven, but we have to be operating in the right spirit. We cannot be deceived by a devil and have the devil dictate to us when we operate in the supernatural. No, the devil doesn't dictate the things of God. The Holy Spirit will tell us the things of God and when he wants us to do. I see, like Jesus, he said, I only do what I see my Father do, see? And he did supernatural things, but he saw the Father doing it, and he did it. And it manifested. And we see that in the Spirit, that's what Jesus wants. That's what the Holy Spirit wants. And we manifest it too, see? That's how the things work. Amen? Hallelujah. So don't think that you can't call fire down from heaven just because of that, because the two witnesses will. See, much power is going to be manifested through the anointing in those who know how to walk in it in this day and time that we're living in. There's much power that will be manifested, okay? I remember one time I was flying from Idaho to Colorado, and I was low on fuel, yet a thunderstorm. I was over the airport where I was going to land and fuel up, and there I got here, and there was this freak thunderstorm going on with lightning. And you know, if you know anything about flying a small airplane, you can't land a small plane when it's lightning and thundering and storming. You can't be flying in that. Okay, you go around that if you see that out there. You don't fly into that kind of weather. You just avoid it. Okay, and I didn't have fuel to fly around it. Okay, it was time to get fuel. Okay, and so I prayed and I rebuked and I prayed and you know what? It went immediately. I don't know how it happened so suddenly, but it happened so suddenly that even when I got on the ground and landed there, the man said, "Well, I don't understand. It was just lightning and storming, and suddenly it was gone. It quit. Just minutes, just gone." Yeah, well, that's the power of God, folks. You walk in the power of God, you're going to see the power of God in manifestation, okay? And you can have that, and you should be having that. I remember a Doberman was about to attack me and growling and barking and ready to attack, and I was supposed to be there and doing something that I had to be and do, and I rebuked the spirit there, rebuked that dog, and the dog got calm and no problem anymore, and I just went on with my business, see? I remember in Deliverance we had this man that had a werewolf spirit. He had relatives from in Europe, Transylvania, all that werewolf stuff is real. I mean, they're demons like that, okay, devils like that. And he told me that I rebuked that spirit and bound it, and he told me afterward that I want to lunge at your throat and take a big bite out of your throat. But I bound it, and he said it couldn't move, couldn't attack me. Yeah, I was dealing with the spirit of rage in somebody too, casting it out, binding that thing because that man was angry and full of rage and he wanted to just jump out of that chair, he told me, but he couldn't move. He was stuck to the chair, see? See, he was stuck to the chair because I bound that spirit and that spirit couldn't manifest, couldn't go, couldn't jump out of there and attack me, see? So hey, let's walk in the power of the Spirit. We're missing out on so much. But see, if you don't ever walk by faith, you won't ever see what faith will do. See, you've got to step out there. You've got to reach out there into the realm of the faith realm. You've got to step out there and see the power of God in manifestation. But if you don't take that first step out there, then likely you're not going to see much of anything happen. But hey, Meditate on the word, folks. Confess it. Pray it. Sing it. Shout it. What good is that going to do, you say? Well, the entrance of that word, give it light. It's going to bring light into the darkness. Light is power. The light is the anointing. See, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he brings that into manifestation. See, and we need that in manifestation. The entrance of thy word giveth light. And we know that we don't want to live in darkness. We want the light to manifest. When we're up against the enemy, we want the light to manifest. Okay, it's easy to yield to the enemy. We've all done it, okay? We've all felt the attack of demons and given place to devils at some time in our life. We've given place to a devil. And the Bible says, give no place to the devil, but resist the devil. But we've all given place to the devil. And if you're honest and you don't, you know, walk around puffed up about it and in arrogance and pride, not want to admit to nothing, you'd admit it right now. You've given place to the devil. We all have. Okay? But listen. The word gives us power to resist the devil. We put that word in us. We have the power to do things against the devil, to bind and to loose and to do different things against the enemy. See? See, when the sun comes up, the light falls on everything underneath it, whether it likes it or not. You know, that sun is going to shine on it. Whether it, you know, it was in darkness or not, that sun is going to shine on it. The entrance of thy word giveth life and light, and the demons don't like light. They hate the light. They don't want the light on them. They don't want the glory of God shining on them. They don't want that. They don't want to have to deal with that, okay? But you bring that in there, and, you know, that can subdue the enemy. You can gain victory over the enemy with that. And see, it's the same with the plan of the word. It lights up all situations. I mean, I know there's a lot of dark situations in life that need to be lit up. But until they're lit up, they're going to continue to operate in the darkness, which is where the enemy likes to operate. If we bring the light in there, it's going to diffuse a lot of what the enemy can do, see? We're going to bind him up with just bringing the light in there, the power of the word of God in Jesus' name, see? So if you desire to know what God's will is, you're going to have to get into the word, period. Right? Oh, I don't have time for that. Well, you better make time for that, because his word will uncover darkness and give light, and you will know what to do. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Okay? Well, I'll tell you what to do. The entrance of that word giveth life. Amen? Hold on a second here, just fixing something. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thy word is a light. And thank you for bringing that light in right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, continuing here. So if you desire to know what God's will is, you got to get into the word, right? Amen. Let's go to John 16:13. Let's read another scripture here. John 16:13. Hallelujah. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Well, isn't that what we've been talking about? He will guide you and lead you, not push or shove or force you. Didn't say that, did it? But he told, he said he'll lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. Man, guide you into all truth. Not pushing or shoving. The devil pushes and shoves and forces. Remember, Satan does that. Manipulating you, forcing you, attempting to control you. How many know that the more light you have, the more you can see? And then the more you live and have his direction for your life. Now I believe that each of you have two things, okay? Each of us have two things. We have the talents. And we have gifts from God, okay? I don't believe that just the elders and the pastors and the evangelists and the prophets and the teachers have gifts and talents. No. Every believer has gifts and talents, okay? and for the church as a whole to function as God wants, you need the light of God to discover your talents and gifts and to grow up into them and live in them and operate in them, whatever they are. See, there are many gifts and talents that God has given his people. Some of them are described in Romans 12, but some of them are described in other places, right, too. But anyway, let's see here. So in 12:5, so being many, we are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophesy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith of ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Yeah, so they're basically telling you there's some of the talents and gifts that people will have and operate in, but there are more. Okay, there's hospitality and different ones that people can, excel in. Well, you say, I don't know my gift. Well, you will. You can. Okay, and I'm believing that it'll blossom forth. If you'll just stay in the Word, you'll seek God. He will manifest them. You will manifest them. The gifts, okay? And so we have a world to impact for God, right? Through God, that is. And so let us rise up and begin to march forth and let the gifts, the talents be used as the Spirit of God energizes those gifts and talents, because without him, we could do nothing. So he's the one that brings power to those gifts and talents. He brings the manifestation forth, but we have to step forth in faith, and we have to find out what they are through the Spirit of God, through the Word, spending time there. Okay? There's much to be done yet till Jesus comes. The time is short, folks. Jesus is coming back. But now we're going to have to move forward with no small vision. So sharpen your listening ability in the spirit. Begin to hear some things, what the Lord wants you to hear, okay? What the Lord wants you to hear. He has things for you to hear, all right? Hallelujah. We need to get ourselves in a position to move in God, with God, okay? And let him manifest through us. Right now, God has a fresh move always. You know, some people say God is nowhere to be found. Well, that's just not true. You're just not. The Bible says, seek and you will find, right? And when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you. Some people just are lazy. They're lazy spiritually. They're not seeking God till they find him. They're not pressing into him, okay? So listen, God will show up. He has a fresh move, always has a fresh move available. Okay, and there's a move in the making always, and I just want to flow into it and flow with it. How about you? See, God's not going to just be silent while the world goes to hell. A lot of people think that God's just going to be silent, let everybody go to hell, and he don't care. But he does care. God's not willing that any should perish. That's what it says in the Word, not willing that any should perish. Okay, but they're going to perish because they don't receive Jesus. He made a way, but not everybody's taken the way. See, he made a way for us to be saved from darkness and hell and live eternally with him, but not everybody takes the way. How many know that? They reject the way. Okay, but no, there is a moving of the Spirit, and there is a voice of the Lord that is speaking to those who have ears to hear. Will you become a hearer today and a doer of the Word? Okay. He's not looking for demonless people. Oh, I want the ones without any demons. I'll use them. But those that have those demons, I'm touching them. No, he's not thinking that way. No, all of us still have demons, and all of us need more deliverance. Yet deliverance is available for those who pursue it. But in the meantime, if you haven't been delivered yet, if God had to have everybody delivered before he could use them, ever use them, he would have nobody to use, see? He would have nobody. He could not ever use anybody because he would have no one to use, for every Christian still needs some deliverance, right? There isn't any that don't need deliverance today. Of course not. There isn't any that don't still need deliverance today. Everybody still needs some deliverance. They may not know it. They may think they're delivered, but you know, they're just in deception to some degree if they think that, because it's progressive. till Jesus comes. So quit letting Satan hinder you and beat you down by telling you all that is still wrong with you. He can't use you because you still need this out. You're still doing this. You still have this sin in your life. You're still messing around this way and messing with the world and doing this and doing that. And you still have this habit, that habit. And I can't use people like you. No, we're the only kind of people he has to use. People that are born again, people that have Jesus in their heart, those are the ones that he uses. He doesn't say perfect people that have no sin. Our spirit has no sin, but we still have sin in our soul. If we say that we don't, then we're deceived and the truth is not in us. So we know that we have sin, and he uses people who have sin still, and that sin sometimes in their life. So don't listen to Satan tell you the lies that he tells you with. You know, God uses people who still have stuff wrong with them and still have demons that need to be gotten out of them through deliverance. Paul said, in my flesh there's no good thing dwelling in it, right? Indwells no good thing. And yet we all still have the same, you know, still all have some stuff dwelling within us. Even if we've had a lot of deliverance, it doesn't mean you're totally delivered. And, you know, that is going to happen as long as there's sin happening, right, in this world. And we're living in this world system and of darkness. You know, that it's progressive all the way through our lifetime. We need to still get delivered from time to time all through our lifetime because things will be brought up to the surface. We've talked about this before. So we still have stuff that needs to go. And these dwellers can be forced to leave, but not all at once. Well, how then? Progressively. Just like Israel went in and took the promised land little by little, little by little. We take the land of us, right? We take the land from the devil. And Jesus, I mean, just say, God, use me in spite of what's still there, Lord. And I thank you that what's still there is not going to still be there forever. It's going in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm casting you out, devils. I'm resisting you. I resist the devil. He has to flee from me, see? Keep on resisting the devil. He has to go. Keep on standing in warfare against him. Keep on doing self-deliverance. Keep on standing up against the evil one. Don't be afraid to do that, folks. I mean, listen. God's still going to use you in the meantime. He will. Okay? Don't let the devil intimidate you that way. Hey, we're living in a critical time right now. And listen, we're living in a controlled environment. Satan, the god of this world, is trying to control the situation and circumstances of this world, and we have to break out of his control by the power of the Spirit of God. And we have to walk in the power of God to do it, and you can't be letting him beat you down and say, oh, you're not worthy to walk in the power of God. No, no. Well, shut up, devil. Jesus made me worthy. I'm worthy because of the blood of a lamb. I'm not worthy because of my good this or my bad this. Remember, we talked about that already, what, a week or two ago, right? And so, come on. It's not the good or the bad. It's the ones that have the robe of righteousness, the ones that are called of God, that have got the blood of Jesus in them. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. But see, the devil is out there trying to control this world system. And listen, we need to stand against him and say, you are not controlling me, and you're not controlling my life, and Jesus is in control here, right? Jesus is in control. See, there's this chaos out there because the darkness is trying to control things. And when there is no light, it is chaos in the darkness. There's a lot of things happen in the dark. People fall down. People get hurt. People, you know, do bad things in darkness, see? And so when darkness is trying to rule the land, then it's confusion and chaos. And that's what we're seeing out of the District of Criminals. That's what we're seeing in the land right now. Confusion and chaos because darkness, you know, the righteous mourn when the wicked rule, right? And I'm mourning, I'm grieving for it because, you know, it's not godly. It's ungodly trying to rule in this earth. And we rebuke it in Jesus' name and thank you that the righteous will rule. I thank you, Lord, for righteousness ruling in the land again. Thank you for that. Amen. And we're coming out of the control of darkness, coming out of the bondage of darkness by the Spirit of God. And we're praying against the darkness. Amen. And we're bringing the light in to shine. Okay? Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine through me. Shine in me. Shine out of me. Amen. Amen. We don't want to let Satan lord over us. He's not our Lord, so why would you let him lord over you? Huh? Listen, he'll bring you under error if you let him lord over you. You know that we walk in the authority of God, not the authority of darkness. And it's a weak authority compared to God's authority and our authority. God gave us authority. So we need to walk in that. And the devil's unhappy about it when you do walk in that authority, and he doesn't want you to walk in it, and he's afraid, and he'll do everything he can to stop you. But, hey, we need to cover our lives with spiritual warfare. Amen. And the enemy can't stand it, and they will flee. But you've got to carry on with that spiritual warfare. Stand against it. The devil is a liar, and he will spread lies about you. He will do all kinds of manner of evil. But listen, he is not going to prevail in Jesus' name. Amen. So stay in the word, folks. I'm telling you, the word is life and it's light. And you need to get lit up today and stay lit up. Okay? Stay lit up with Jesus. Stay lit up with the power of God. You know, let your cup overrun. My cup overruns, overflows. I lift it up to you and it overflows. Fill it up, Lord. Let it overflow with your goodness, glory, and supernatural manifestations of God and the voice of the Spirit of God speaking in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, people. Amen. Well, I've run out of time for my message, so let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for our time and the word this evening. We appreciate every moment of it and every word from heaven that you've released through my spirit and through my mouth tonight. I thank you for it. I thank you for the life of the Spirit going forth here tonight in manifestation. And Lord, we thank you that we love your word. We love you, Lord. We're being led by the Spirit of God. We're growing sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. And we're going to walk and talk with you, Jesus. Oh, amen. Amen. We praise you for victory, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for Independence Day, that we've had our Independence Day. When we got born again, we were freed from the powers of darkness and start to live in the light. We started to live in the light, and now it's an ongoing battle, just like it is in America, ongoing battle against the powers of darkness that want to rule the nation, don't want it to be a godly nation, don't want to see a move of God in this country, an outpouring of the Spirit upon America. Well, we just say the devil, we bind you. God is going to have his way in this country in Jesus' name. And we pray for great independence again in this country. We pray for a turnaround of this nonsense that's been going on, this chaos and confusion that has been going on in this country lately. And we pray it down and pull it down, Lord, from its high and lofty place where it's trying to exalt itself in its pride of deception and lies and half-truths and all of the things that are going on with this. Lord, we pray it come down in Jesus' name and that you replace it with righteous government that will glorify God. Yes, even if they're not saved, they will give God the glory. It's like Nebuchadnezzar gave God the glory and Trump gave God the glory in many cases. And so, yeah, we need to have a righteous government, whether they're saved or unsaved. You will have your hand of righteousness on them to lead them, guide them, and cause them to do that which is right and not that which is evil. Father, we praise you tonight and thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, pray you use this deliverance time, that you will minister deliverance to your people as we go into our time of ministry and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up. We exalt you. We thank you. Amen. All right, we'll just be back in just a few minutes here for some deliverance. For some deliverance now tonight. We're going to do that. And again, we taught, one of the things we talked about, we need to remember that God has nobody in, on the earth that hasn't been totally delivered from all demons, right? And he uses people who still have demons. So if you're being beat down tonight by the devil, I say, I have no gift, no talent. I can't be used to God. I have all these demons. You're giving place to the devil. Listen, God uses you the way you are. And he changes us from where we are. He doesn't leave us the way we are. He changes us more and more throughout our lifetime. We can get more free, more deliverance, more change. And yet, still, even when we die and go to heaven, may not be totally delivered, but you know what? Don't let that stop you from letting him use you throughout your lifetime. So let's get rid of some demons tonight. And just because they all haven't left doesn't mean God isn't going to use you. Doesn't mean that you can't be used by God. He uses people that still have demons. But there is no demon in your spirit. Your born-again spirit has no demon, okay? So you have to remember that, too, that, you know, perfection dwells in you in a perfect place that he made perfect. The seed of God lives in your spirit, okay? And that is a place that he has made an acceptable place for him to dwell. And he speaks to us out of that place. And if we learn to listen to him, we will hear accurately the voice of the Spirit of God, and we will know things that, you know, we wouldn't know otherwise. Amen. 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 So let's get rid of some more as we continue on our road to freedom and getting rid of more and more spirits. How about the spirit of stealing? We command a spirit of thievery, the robbing spirit. Come out tonight in Jesus' name. You've ever stolen something in a store, taken something that didn't belong to you, you possibly picked up that spirit. So we command that spirit to go In Jesus' name, we command that spirit to come out right now. That stealing spirit, thieving spirit, robbing spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out. Taking something that doesn't belong to you, come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. We break the power of that spirit, break the control of that spirit in your life. Taking things that don't belong to you, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, feeling, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you, we bind you, we command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, right now, go, 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 all the way out, in Jesus' name. And we come against that spirit of despair. Living in despair, despairing for life, despairing to go on. Come out, all that spirit of despair, you come out. Come out, 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 despair, all the way out. All that despair, you come out. Spirit of despair, the pit of despair, come out, come out, come out, come out. Trying to keep you in that pit, we bind you, break the power of that demon, come out. Come out, all that despair spirit, come out, 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 hindering spirit, you come out, hindering you to progression in Christ Jesus. Spirits that want to hinder your progression, hinder you from progressing in Christ, come out right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you, we break the curse and the control of those spirits, hindrance to progression, come out, hindrance to spiritual growth, come out. Come out, all those hindering spirits, I bind you, we break the power of those spirits, we break the control of those spirits, we break witchcraft, we break the control of those hindering spirits, hinderings in decision-making, come out, hindering in decision-making, you come out, all the way out. All the way out. Distractions, come out. Distraction to reading the word. Distraction to prayer. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out, 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 up and out. Jesus' name. All that distraction. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way. Sleep apnea, you come out. We break the curse of sleep apnea. Come out in Jesus' name. Try to get you to stop breathing in your sleep. You have sleep apnea. Come out. We break the curse of sleep apnea. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way, up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Sleep apnea. Come out now, all the way out. Come out, sleep apnea. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. It can manifest in different ways, but you have to go. Some people make them fall asleep even when they're just driving their car. They have this kind of thing that just makes them go out, come out. But that's a different kind of sleep apnea, I think. The one that many people have is they just quit breathing in their sleep, and then suddenly they breathe again. But we command that to be broken and that to go. In Jesus' name, we reject you, demon, and command you out right now. Go, 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 all the way out. Dull of hearing, spiritual dullness, cannot hear the things of God. Come out, that dull of hearing, come out, come out. Dullness of hearing, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out, 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 come out. Dull of hearing, you have to go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way. Come out in Jesus' name. Everybody cough a few times. Get moving. All the way out. Breathe them out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Hopeless spirit. Feel like there's just no hope. It don't want to go on. It's just so hopeless. Come out. All those hopeless spirits, the demon of hopelessness, come out. Come out, all the way out. Come out, hopeless spirits, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, hopelessness, come out, all that hopeless spirit, come out. We break the chains of hopelessness over you right now, those demon chains, demonic chains. We break them, cut them, sever them, send the angel to do so in Jesus' name. You go, all those chains to hopelessness, come out. Chains of hopelessness, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, come out, all the way. Spirit of confusion, that spirit of confusion trying to get on Christians. Yeah, we rebuke that spirit of confusion, confusion about your gender, confusion whether you're male or female, confusion whether you're homosexual or normal. Come out, all the way out, whether you have a normal drive for a male if you're a female, and a normal drive for a woman if you're a male. So, but that homosexual spirit, you go right now. All that confusion about gender being released on the land, we rebuke that. Command those spirits to go right now. Confusion, confusion. Some men are thinking they're homosexual. Some women are thinking they're lesbians now, and they've never even done that before, but now suddenly they're thinking that. We rebuke that confusion. Come out, 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 come out. And some are in their mind justifying cross-dressing in their mind, really? No, that's perversion. That's uncleanness. That's come out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. All that confusion, all that sexual confusion. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. Stomach problems, come out of the stomach. Go. Go, come out, indigestion problems, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, stomach problems, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, in Jesus' name, loose them and let them go, come out, digestive problems, come out, got stomach pain, digestive pain, come out, come out. Bowel pains, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus right now, the blood of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All that fear of not making it, fear of not having enough. Fear of not having enough to pay the bills, to pay for gas for the car, all the way out. That fear, come out. Fear of not having enough. Fear of being without food, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Those lying demons, come out, come out. Our God is the God of more than enough. So you got to go, you lying devil, right now. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out. Come out. We break financial curses. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Those financial curses that you'll have nothing. You'll not get by. You'll not be able to get by. Come on. Spirit of financial curses. We break those curses. You're blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. In Jesus' name, we break the poverty curse, the lack curse. We break the spirit of debt curse. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. Fear of having nothing, come out, having it all taken from you, come out, being out on the street, come out with nothing, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All your spirits to do with mammon and controlled by mammon and having or not having, come out, 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 come out. Come out all the way. That grieving, mourning spirit, you come out. The grieving and mourning spirit, you've just been grieving and mourning and can't stop. You come out of there. All that grieving and mourning, trying to get a hold of you, take you into a place that the Lord doesn't want you in, but the demons want you there. That grieving and mourning place, we bind you. Come out of there all the way out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the grieving and mourning spirit, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus right now against you, demons. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Spirit of vertigo, you come out. Vertigo. We break the curse of vertigo. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way. All that vertigo. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go. All the way, that spirit of dishonesty and lying, you come out. That dishonest spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of dishonesty, come out. In the name of Jesus, right now, that dishonest spirit, you got to go all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, you got to go all the way. Dishonesty, come out. That lying spirit telling people lies. Come out, all that lie, telling yourself a lie, telling someone else a lie. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Go in the name of Jesus, all the way out. Come out of there, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, you've got to go all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go. If you've been looking at pornography on your cell phone, on the internet, we command that spirit to go. Pornography spirit, go, go, go. In magazines, whatever. Come out. All the way out. All that pornography, go all the way. Going to places that have people dancing in the nude or whatever those places are called. You come out too. Go. All those spirits that came out of there, come out of that, being in those places. Come out. 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 All that pornography, go all the way out. All that lust, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the condemnation, the spirit that tells you you're a failure, come out. We break that curse telling you you're a failure. You're no value. You're a failure. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Sneaky spirit. Sneakiness. Come out. All that sneakiness, sneaking around. Doing things sneakily. Come out. That you know you could be doing if you were being watched. Come out of there. All that sneaky stuff. Come out. That sneaky spirit. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All that sneaky spirit. Come out. Come out. You've been in a sweat lodge. You come out. Sweat lodge. Come out. All the spirits that came in, go into the sweat lodge. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Doing a rain dance. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Participating. Come out. All the way out. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. All that spirit of strife, argument, disagreements. Come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Strife, strife spirits, come out. Come out, disagreement spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going, all the way out, in Jesus' name. We come against those marriage-breaking spirits. Come out of the marriage. Come out. Marriage-breaking spirits. Spirits of divorce. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out now. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood is against you right now. Come out. The marriage-breaking divorce spirits. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Alcohol spirit, alcohol escapism, come out. All of the alcoholic spirits, we break the curse of control by alcohol. Come out in Jesus' name. Alcohol escape, come out. Alcoholic spirit, generational alcohol spirit, come out. We break the curse, command the spirits of alcoholism to go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. That lust for alcohol, you come out. Lust for alcohol, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Come out. That lust for alcohol, come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way. Let them out. Breathe them out. Go all the way out. Let them go all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out. Spirit of pretension, you come out. Pretension, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Jezebel spirits, come out, come out. Ahab spirits, come out. Jezebel and Ahab, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the generational spirits of Jezebel, the generational spirits of Ahab. Come out, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up out of there. Move, 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 move. Keep moving out of there. All these spirits have to go. You're being called out. You have to go. Up and out of there. The blood of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Freemasonry spirits. We break the curse of Freemasonry. Come out in Jesus' name. All that Freemasonry spirit, you come out of there in Jesus' name right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Freemasonry curse. Job's daughter's curse. We break that too. You come out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, Freemasonry, go. We break the curse. Come out, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Absent-minded spirit, you come out. Absent-mindedness, come out. All that absent-mindedness, you come out. Forgetfulness, you come out. Now go all the way out. Forgetfulness, absent-mindedness, come out. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, ADHD, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, PTSD, come out. Jesus' name, go, all the way out. All the way out, go, 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 go. Come out, we break your curse. We break your control, demons. Come out, come out. Accident prone, we break that curse to be having these accidents all the time. Come out, we break that curse, accident proneness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 move, 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 keep moving in Jesus' name, demons. We are talking to you. That's right. Spirit of unforgiveness, you come out. Spirit of unforgiveness, unforgiveness, I rebuke you. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now, that spirit of unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name right now. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. That unforgiving spirit, go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Breathe them out. Let them go. All the way. Breathe them out. Yawn them out, too. Go all the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Spirit of hurt. Spirit of hurt. Emotional hurt and trauma. You come out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus right now, that emotional hurt, that emotional trauma, come out, 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 all the way out. Keep going in Jesus' name, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus, all the way. Keep coming out, all the way out, up and out of there. Bitterness, you come out. Bitterness, come out. Growing bitter. Holding grudges, come out, 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 come all the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out, in Jesus' name, out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. You got to remember, you are God's chosen vessel. In spite of having some uncleanness in there, you're still God's chosen vessel. in spite of these demons, which are unclean, the demons are unclean, they're no good things, right? That Paul called them, no good things, dwell in my flesh, no good thing. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you've got some stuff there. You've been invaded by darkness. You've inherited stuff, but they're coming out. That's the good news of the gospel. I mean, the good news of the gospel, you can be free in Jesus, whom the Son set free shall be free indeed. So every level of freedom that you gain, it's something that's a gift from the Lord. I mean, for those who seek it and press into it, you will have it. You will walk in it. You will possess it. Amen. It's yours. Hallelujah. Don't be shaken by the demons that are still there, that are still trying to control you. Okay? Don't let them shake you up. Don't let them say, oh, you're never going to get rid of me. Nothing will ever change for you. Well, just call it what it is. You're of your father, the devil, the liar he is. From the beginning he lied, and now you're just lying again. I don't receive your lies, devil. I don't receive your lies. Here you go again. It's your old famous stuff that you do, lying. Lying and deceiving. That's what you do, demons. And so we're not going to hear it. Or you hear the demon say, you're going to get cancer. You'll never get over your fear. You'll never get over your poverty. You're going to die of poverty. You're going to die of lack. Now, just rebuke the lie. So you've got to resist the devil too. Okay? We cast them out, but you got to resist them as well. You'll never get a good job. People don't like you. They're never going to like you. You're so weak. You should go ahead and just die. You know, you're just a worthless breather, a worthless eater. That's what the Bill Gates type people want you to think. But that's just a lie. Another lie of Satan, right? After all, nobody loves you. Nobody understands you. Nobody's going to miss you. You might as well just go to heaven, right? Just go on to heaven. You know, you're just so messed up. Lies, lies, lies. See, tell him he's a liar. Tell him who he is and identify him that he's already lost. He lost when Jesus went to the cross and went and made a public show of the devil 2,000 years ago, showing his defeat upon him and the whole universe saw it, right? The whole universe was watching on the edge of their seat the whole thing take place like, wow. Wow, this is a big wow, and they're all watching Jesus take back what the devil stole by Adam giving it to him, right? I guess he did steal it, but Adam gave up his authority in the earth, gave it up, because Eve gave to her husband with her and to eat. So, wow, Lord have mercy, but it's over now, and we've been given back our authority that the devil has kind of lorded over people because we couldn't do what we could do now under the old covenant. Praise God for delivering. Praise God that we have a better covenant. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight. We ask you to seal it to your saints that received deliverance tonight. Help them to keep what they get and to continue to gain more ground and continue to walk more with you, Lord, than they ever have before, Father, that things will just get better and better as we draw closer to the day of your return, Father, because we know you're coming back soon. We know who we are. We know where we came from and where we're going, Father. We look forward to your presence for eternity, Father, with you. And Lord, we thank you for independence from demons, freedom from demons, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for the victory tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for loving us and choosing us before the foundation of the world, Lord. What a joy that is too, Father. All right, Father, in Jesus' name, seal this deliverance to those who receive, Father. Let them be blessed with it and continue to walk in it all the days of their life, Father, that they will stay free from the demons that came out tonight. In Jesus' name, we praise you for that. And we praise you for a good weekend for each and every listener, that you bless them this holiday weekend, that they will experience you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate you folks listening tonight. Have you told Jesus you love him today? Hey, good time to do it right now. Let's just say it together. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Father God. I thank you for saving me. Thank you that you love me so much. And even when I may not feel it, I still know it to be a fact and true. Amen. Tell him you love him. Tell him he's so special to you that there was no one like him. He is your God. He has chosen you before the foundation of the world, and he's going to see you through to the end of your time here on this earth as a human, a natural human, that is. And then he's going to bring you on into eternity to be with him forever. What a joy before us. What a joy. Jesus said, for the joy that sat before me, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Right? For the joy that is set before you, we go through this life. But that joy, amen, it's ever before us. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless you this weekend. You have a restful, blessed weekend. And we'll see you back next week. God bless you. Good evening. Bye-bye.